This broadcast is brought to you by lawyer Kyungjin Kim.
What's the number you need to look at first today?
Ramp looked at actual payment data from about 70,000 companies, the top 1% of businesses. They're spending about $7,500 per employee per month on AI. The median is $11.38. The gap in how deep companies are going is so wide that same company starts to sound meaningless. It signals the end of the era when companies were asking whether to adopt AI or not.
Has that shift shaken up the rankings?
Yeah. Anthropic just overtook OpenAI in paid adoption rates for the first time, and they're pulling further ahead. Meanwhile, SpaceX's AI hit the market with the biggest IPO ever. Today, we're focusing on these two moments. Plus, we're going to dig into regulation and the supply chain.
Why'd they start tracking spending instead of adoption rates?
Because adoption rates were getting close to 100%. They stopped being useful as a differentiator. Once everyone's using something, what actually matters is who's using it deeper. That's where the real difference comes from. Ramp switched their metric to monthly spending per employee. If one company's at $75 and the next one's at $11, you can't really say they're using the same tool.
How should practitioners take this number?
I'd recommend calculating where your company sits on per-person AI spending. If you don't know your position, you can't gauge how far competitors have lifted their workflow speeds, and you might fall behind without realizing it. You also need to see that the top tier is rotating through multiple models. This broadcast is brought to you by lawyer Kyungjin Kim.
Where is Anthropic's edge coming from?
It comes from tools that snap right into real workflows. Just Claude Code alone, the coding assistant, pulled in $1 billion in annual revenue. It's not about feature demos. It's that it actually cuts developers' daily workload, so the payments followed. The share of companies picking Claude as their first choice when they're new to AI has gone up too.
So there are no weaknesses?
Yeah, there are. As Anthropic builds out its own vertical products, it's starting to collide with partners who were using its models. During the same period, Figma's stock, the design collaboration tool, got cut in half. It's a perfect picture of what happens to partnerships when the company that was powering you becomes the competition.
There's no official announcement yet, so why cover it now?
Context window is the amount of text a model can read at once. At the rumored 1.5 million tokens, you could dump a whole stack of thick contracts in and review them all at once. Gemini 3.5 is supposed to hit 2 million tokens. When the volume of documents you can handle at once goes up, how you design work itself changes. That said, both specs are pre-launch observations, so nothing's confirmed yet.
What's the change users need to handle right now?
The GPT 5.2 model family retired on June 12th, and existing conversations are auto-converting to GPT 5.5. If you've been running automation scripts with a specific model number, it's safer to check the calling names. If you don't notice the model switched, your next run hits an error or gets a different model responding.
What changes in August?
The EU AI Act's mandatory provisions for high-risk fields kick in. If you're using AI in places that directly touch human rights, hiring, credit scoring, law enforcement, you've got obligations around documentation, transparency, and human oversight. Break them, you can face fines up to 3% of global revenue. Korean companies serving Europe are on the hook, too.
What's the New York side like?
A law banning AI companion chatbots that mimic humans for anyone under 18 passed unanimously. No split vote means child protection had almost no political pushback. The governor has until December 31st to sign. If you're running services aimed at minors, you need to check your age verification and chatbot personality design now.
This broadcast is brought to you by lawyer Kyungjin Kim.
Why does a TCS deal matter?
In heavily regulated fields like finance, government, and healthcare, Aioni gets stuck in the pilot phase. Data protection and liability are the bottlenecks. TCS has the connections to get into those industries, and they're saying they'll roll Claude out to 50,000 employees and build joint solutions. They're aiming to be the bridge that moves things past pilots into actual production work.
How far along is Japan's surgical AI?
It reads organ and blood vessel images, then generates step-by-step surgical guidance. Expert review showed 85 to 90% accuracy. Japan, which faces a serious surgeon shortage, is pushing this with government backing. It's not in clinical use yet, so they're still setting evaluation standards. In medicine, where mistakes cost lives, you can't decide to deploy based on accuracy numbers alone. That's the bigger picture.
You mentioned the biggest IPO ever. How big are we talking?
SpaceX XAI raised $75 billion all at once, and the market cap jumped to around $1.77 trillion. Alphabet's 4.9% stake alone is worth about $105 billion. On the second trading day, it was still holding around $161. The market is putting a premium on the structure of bundling space and AI under one company.
How do Anthropic and OpenAI's finances stack up differently?
Anthropic hit $10.9 billion in quarterly revenue, with $559 million in operating profit. They're eyeing their first profitable quarter since launch. But they've already flagged that infrastructure spending means they won't hold on to that profit starting next quarter. OpenAI's annualized revenue topped $25 billion, but one analyst's math says they spend $1.22 for every dollar they earn. Two companies that both filed confidential S-1s with nearly opposite profitability structures. Investors need to see that distinction.
With China's investment, is there something bigger than the dollar amount?
The conditions are the key part. They're putting in $295 billion, but there's a string attached. At least 80% of components have to be from China. Coupled with U.S. export controls, you're watching the AI infrastructure supply chain split into a U.S. block and a China block. Same AI, but which chip it runs on and which model it sits on top of, that varies by country now.
Pull together what practitioners need to check first thing tomorrow morning.
Check three things. Pull the number on your company's monthly per-person AI spending and gauge your competitive position. Check whether the model names baked into your automation scripts are retired versions like GPT 5.2. If you're serving Europe-based customers or running services for minors, sync with legal to see how the August 2 EU high-risk obligations and New York's child chatbot law apply to you. This broadcast is brought to you by lawyer Kyung Jin Kim.